645, 1320, WILS. So the stock market is at 22,000, the Dow is. So why are 65% of investment managers saying that it's overvalued? Clark Hodges with us, financial strategist at HodgesCapital.com. Clark, great to have you here.
Good to be on again. How you doing tonight?
Good, good. The thought that things are overvalued right now, what do you say to that?
Well, there's definitely parts of the market overvalued. We take a look at the market on an individual company basis. So, you know, you could list a few companies that are overvalued, but you could also list a few companies that are undervalued.
Okay. But does the market seem to move in tandem? Like if things are all going to go down, are pretty much all the stocks going to take a hit?
It does seem like that today versus 10 years ago. You turn on the index, I mean the machine, and it's all up. Mm-hmm. Then that means probably you're going to have an up day. If you turn on the machine, they're all down, that means you're probably going to have a down day. There's no swing during the day because you've got these program selling trades going on to where computer programs are written to say, okay, if this stock goes down or this market goes down a certain percentage, mm-hmm. then you're going to sell, and you're going to sell the indexes, that's 500 stocks. That's all those stocks getting sold, so there's even more selling pressure on it. So it's hard to have a day where it turns back around. So it is very much, it does
just in tandem
more correlated
so,
today.
With the way the market's going, though, what's why not just go into an index fund nowadays and just ride this enormous wave?
Well, a lot of people do go into index funds, and index and passive investing has grown tremendously over the last 5 years. It's probably doubled over the last 5 years. So every dollar that comes in to a mutual fund and into the stock market, mm-hmm. about 60 or 65 cents of that dollar goes into passive investment, goes into ETFs and those kinds of things. And so it is very, very popular, and the fees are lower.
Okay.
But we come at the market from the angle of we want to beat the market. And we want to have performance that outdoes the market. And our philosophy is if you want the same return as everybody, buy the same stocks that everybody's buying. Mm-hmm. And so we're an active manager, and that's what we do at Hodges Capital.
Although the Dow is up, what, 21% since the November election. Is that, what is that about? Where do you feel it's going from that, from here?
Well, it's very surprising to me that it's been this strong all year with all the negative news out there politically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got to say that the market looks forward. The market is seeing something it likes. The market's not pricing in a war. The market's not pricing in a president getting impeached. It's pricing in policies that are pro-business. And Obama was very anti-business. And so we're just in an environment where pro-business leaders are in place, and the sentiment is very positive for that. If we get a tax break, that's going to be real positive for corporations, mm-hmm. and they're going to make more money. So that's kind of what I see, is that they're just saying, hey, we like the current environment.
Is anything
making there's a lot less regulations, too.
Would anything make you nervous right now in terms of affecting the
market?
You know
what makes me nervous? The month of August. The month of August is traditionally a low volume month. A lot of people who manage money go on vacation, they go to the Hamptons, and they just don't work. And so you could have a situation where gravity pulls on these stocks. And one day when you're having a sell-off in the market, mm-hmm. you don't have the buyers in there because they're on vacation to drive it back up. So you could have a pullback in the market in the month of August, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if we had a 4 or 5% pullback from here by the end of the month.
Just by the nature of things. And then, but on the whole, you're feeling this is a solid place we're at right now?
The market is very narrow. And what I mean by that, there's a few stocks that are really moving the indexes. The index are weighted. So there's about three different companies that provide the return, over 1,000 points of the return, the mm-hmm. movement, the Dow.
It's like Apple, and who else are we talking about?
And Dow, uh-huh. and, you would ask me. Okay,
well, you know, look, I certainly don't know either. So essentially we're talking about three companies that are, so really is it a skewed view on what's really happening?
Yeah, it is, because there's a lot of companies that aren't moving as much, and so you would like to see the market broaden out and money go into these other names that hadn't moved yet. Mm-hmm. Good, solid, big companies. They just hadn't gotten the attention like Facebook and Apple and Netflix and Amazon and those kinds of stocks. I really think it's very narrow and it needs to broaden out in order for it to really continue.
Clark Hodges, it's HodgesCapital.com, a financial strategist. Clark Hodges on WILS. Thank you, Clark.
Thank you. Good talk.
Yep. Enjoy it.